The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. The CDC is willing to play Russian roulette with children. They are. Folks, it's unbelievable. They're pushing to approve that the vaccine will be approved for kids and babies. I think they want it for pediatricians. You can't go to school. You can't go to school unless you get vaccinated, when you're being vaccinated for something that is of no threat to children. And they don't even try to explain that. Wait a minute. You want to vaccinate kids when there's no threat to children. Now, the vote happens today, but I am doing this show before I know the final result. I know that there has already been a 15-0 vote, but that's a pre-vote to move it forward. I don't know what the final vote will be and the final result. I'm just letting you know. But you might already know that, because you're seeing the show after we've already gotten it today. But I expect that they're going to push this because I know their motive. It's all about money. Why would they play Russian roulette with your child's life? And like I said, there's no risk to any healthy child. COVID-19 poses no risk to any healthy child. If you're healthy and you have a good immune system, which most children do, then it has absolute no risk. It's like getting a cold. But they're going to vaccinate you that has massive risk, could kill children, and will. It will kill children. Give them myocarditis, which will kill them years later. One doctor gave a report that 50% of young people, if they get myocarditis, 50% of those young people that obtain myocarditis die within 5 years. But the CDC doesn't care. You see, they've lied to you for so long, and they went so far, and they poisoned millions of people around the world. They can't concede to you and say, you know what? This is dangerous for kids. Because once they concede that, then people say, well, wait a minute. If it's dangerous for kids, why wasn't it dangerous for me? So they're not going to concede. They're going to push forward. Now, foreign countries have conceded that. The foreign countries have pulled back and said, we're not giving this to children. They've actually drawn a line in Europe, in a lot of countries in Europe now, where they're saying, that's a little too far. I can't kill five-year-olds. I just can't do it. Thank goodness they are saying that. But in America, they can kill five-year-olds because they would go to prison if they don't, is the way they view it. And more than that, all the money that they've racked up and all the finances with Big Pharma would be at risk because they could get sued. The reason why you can't sue Big Pharma right now is because the vaccine is under emergency use. You need to know this. That's why you can't sue them. But that can't last forever, as we've always said. Joe Biden has already said the pandemic's over. But yet the emergency use is still there. And people are like, why doesn't he remove the emergency use? He can't remove it because then Big Pharma can be all of a sudden sued for what they've done to you. Get it? So that's why even though they're saying publicly the pandemic's over, they're not removing the emergency situation. They're keeping it an emergency and keeping the vaccine as emergency use so you can't sue them. That's the only reason why they're keeping it. They will remove the emergency use as soon as they get it all, whatever checks they have. I don't know every single step they have to take. I just know that once they get it into the rotation of you have to take this to go to school and it's been approved and they've approved the vaccine for children, they get automatic liability. But here's the real worst kicker of it. Not only does it protect them from being sued, because remember, the government put this in because they wanted companies to develop vaccines without feeling like, well, we can't develop vaccines when we could constantly get sued. what if it's a 1 in 100,000 people have a problem with the vaccine and we'll constantly get sued? So they got these automatic protections where you can't sue them, especially for child vaccines. But once you get that, it also protects if that vaccine is in use for adults as well. So it gives complete liability protection, complete. And so they're going to keep the emergency use on until they get this approved officially for children and that complete liability kicks in. And once that kicks in, then they will say, yeah, we don't need to say that we're under emergency use, the vaccine, and they'll say for adults. So for all you adults, we're no longer under emergency use. That's what they will do. They have been holding off. Why are they rushing it right now to jab your kids? And why in America and not other places? Because an election is coming up. And just in case they're stealing in certain areas, and they can't steal everything, so they know they're going to lose seats and the House will probably flip even with them stealing. But they don't know how much they're going to accomplish or not. And the threat of Republicans having control of the House and the Senate, that threat alone is making them say, we've got to get this done now before that situation occurs. That's why they're rushing to do it right now. But they can never answer, why do you need to vaccinate someone for a thing that's not dangerous to them? Yet the vaccine is 100% proven, scientifically fact, way, way more dangerous to a child than COVID-19 ever will be or could be, ever. That's a fact. Therefore, the only reason why you would basically poison children with pharmaceutical crap that people don't even know what's in it, the only reason why you would do that is if you had alternative nefarious reasons. And it's, we've made billions of dollars, and now we need to protect the billions of dollars. We're not going to let you, the American people, sue us and take the, we scammed you with these vaccines that don't even work. And we're not going to let you sue us and take our scam money away from us. We will kill your kids if we have to and get that liability protection. And look, we're not murderers at the CDC when kids die after this happens because we don't pick who lives and who dies. And more, the majority of kids are going to live. This is true, folks. This is what they justify in their head. The majority of kids are going to live. The vast majority of kids will live at least for a long period of time after the vaccine. Some will die pretty quickly, but we're not in control of that. That's up to God. And that's how we'll justify it. God's choosing who lives and who dies. No, these kids, none of them would die if you weren't poisoning them with your vaccine, and you're doing it to keep the money from the scam you pulled on the American people and the world. And it was a complete scam because you cannot vaccinate someone for an airborne virus. So when you vaccinate these kids, it's not even like the vaccine works either. This would be a scandal. If the vaccine worked, it would still be a scandal because kids are not in danger. And if it was a safe vaccine and it worked, it'd still be a scandal because kids don't need it. But this doesn't even work. This makes you more likely to get COVID. That's a fact. It's more likely to harm you. This is poison. So they are poisoning your kids in order to keep the money they made. They cannot cure the common cold. They cannot cure coronavirus by injecting the blood with the vaccine. Always remember this. If they ever say, if you get this injection in your blood, it will protect you from any airborne virus, it's a lie. They can't protect you. That's a whole different immune system. They have to protect your immune system that protects your lungs and your digestive tract, and putting it in your blood does not do that. That is a scientific fact, and you can still get sick because it will get in your lungs and it will go, and it can go into your digestive tract too. So that's why they can't cure the common cold. This is a scam. Getting your kid injected will not stop them from getting COVID-19 anyways. They're just protecting their scam money. They've scammed you. And now they're going to protect themselves from your lawsuits so they can keep their billions of dollars from their scam. And if a random child has to die randomly from getting these vaccines, and a bunch of them will, so be it, because they don't have to look at who that is. They never picked who it was. So therefore they think they're innocent. This is why they're willing to do it. I'm not exaggerating. Here is what happened on the War Room. Dr. Robert Malone and Naomi Wolf were fantastic. Take a listen.
So this is a backdoor way to get additional liability coverage and a backdoor way to force the American taxpayer to buy these vaccines and deploy them in children. Over.
Okay, doctor, you hang right there. Naomi, I, the sound in the background you heard was Naomi Wolf's head blowing up. So, Walensky, Naomi's first question, it's 15 to nothing. I love you and Malone, and the War Room Posse loves you, and you've gone through 75,000 pages of documents. But, ma'am, it's 15 to nothing. There's no abstentions. There's no argument. How can that possibly be, Naomi Wolf?
Well, first, I really want to thank Dr. Malone for explaining the status of the vote so clearly, because I've been frantically trying to understand exactly what got voted on and what the meaning is. There's a lot of confusion online, and these people are also kind of demonically clever, as we've discussed before, because a Reuters article about what they voted on does kind of present it as, just as Dr. Malone said, a kind of regulatory exercise to make sure that they extend past the EUA, make sure that our tax dollars pay for them. And I guess I would add that the 15-0 vote to recommend them isn't in spite of the work the War Room Posse and the volunteers and Dr. Malone and all of us have done. I think it's because of it, because what Dr. Malone is pointing out, and I'll just say it more baldly, is that these people are voting to not go to jail when they vote to put it under a category that gives them this legal protection, gives the manufacturers this legal protection.
That is a great point. It's not just about money. Remember, they have to play the game that this is still safe and everything we said was true. It stops COVID. Nobody's ever gotten sick after getting the vaccination, and no one's ever had myocarditis, and people aren't dying left and right, and their immune systems aren't being damaged, because if they are and we say that has happened, we go to prison. So we're not going to say that. And in order to prove that we don't believe that that's happened, well, if it's safe, then we would be giving it to kids. And so we've got to pretend like none of this happened and give it to your kids, because we don't want to go to jail. On top of that, then we're protected from your lawsuits. And if kids have to die in order for us to keep our money, we're willing to do that. And if you think they're not willing to do that, folks, these are the same people that push for abortion. I always want to remind you of this. They're willing to kill babies in the womb for what? Money. Planned Parenthood gets a whole bunch of money for murdering babies, and then they give that money back in contributions to the Democrat candidates. And it's just a giant money scheme that the Democrat Party and Planned Parenthood have, and they get to depopulate the black population who they don't like. And that's why they make sure Planned Parenthood clinics are all around in black neighborhoods more than any other place. They make sure of that. So they get to kill people. They get to kill black people especially, which they love. And they get to make money while they're doing it. The people that go in to kill their babies pay them to kill their babies. They love this. Then they take the parts of those babies after they blend them up in the womb and make even more money by selling it to scientific research, to sick pigs that are gross and disgusting scientists or doctors like a Fauci. And so they make money that way too, which is, that's illegal, but they do it. They've been caught. Project Veritas exposed that. It's nasty. The point is, that's who you're dealing with. People who blend up babies and sell their body parts for money are for sure willing, when you're talking about billion, that's for millions of dollars. This is for billions of dollars. For billions of dollars, they don't even have to blend up babies. They don't even have to pick who dies. They just have to just lie and say it's safe and effective and approve it. And then randomly people will die and they'll get their billions of dollars protected. And you don't think they would do that when they murder babies every single day? Yes, these people will do that. They've been doing that. They've been killing children my whole life.
They don't care. If they don't care about a baby in the womb, they don't care about your five-year-old. Do you understand? If they don't care about a baby that's 9 months old and they would blend it up, they don't care if your five-year-old dies. That's who you're dealing with. Get it through your head. Stop thinking these people are good. They're evil. They're not good. If they were good, they would denounce abortion, say it's murder, and walk away. I challenge every single person at the CDC to say abortion is murder. We shouldn't kill. They're doctors. They should say this. I challenge, if you're not a sick, evil pig, then you prove to me, all of you at the CDC, all of you working in the government, and say abortion is murder and it murders children and I won't be a part of it. If you can't do that, then you are a sick, nasty pig that is murdering children with vaccines. Game, set, match. Prove me wrong. We should be very enraged, and we're not enraged enough. I'm going to go to another cut because then Steve Bannon talks to Dr. Malone about this even more. Take a listen.
At CDC today, is Naomi Wolf right? Are they trying to cover themselves by this protection of liability? And why, most specifically, did you say this thing's only like in license to 16-year-olds, but the vote today was for five-year-olds? Explain to our audience exactly what is going on here with their children.
Your children are being recommended to accept an experimental product, which a growing swath of Europe is rejecting because it is neither safe nor effective, and the risk-benefit ratio does not justify use of this product. That means that's a fancy way of saying more children will be damaged by taking the product than would be damaged from infection from COVID. Another story that...
Hold on, I got to pause there before we go to his other story. This is the other thing that is a fact. COVID is not a danger to these kids. So they're not going to be damaged by COVID, but it's a guarantee that there will be kids, guaranteed, damaged by the vaccine. Hopefully your kid is not one of them if they've been vaxxed already or will be vaxxed in the future. I would never allow my children to be vaccinated. Never in a million years. And not with this poison. But they don't even address this issue. You don't see the CDC addressing the issue of, well, wait a minute. You all told us that COVID-19 doesn't really do anything to kids. You mask them up for the teachers. You said it. You're on record saying, we're not masking the children because the children are in danger. It's they could get their teacher sick. The children will be fine. They're on record saying that, proving that that means, well, if they're fine, they don't need a vaccine. And it's proven that vaccine will harm. It's proven the vaccine does cause myocarditis in young people. That's a proven fact. The CDC listed the side effects of the vaccine. Are they going to remove all the side effects from the vaccine and say there are no side effects to the vaccine? Because guess what? If a kid gets COVID-19, there's basically no side effects whatsoever for them. If a five-year-old gets it, they maybe will get sick like a cold. They might not even get sick. They're not going to have any long-lasting side effects whatsoever. But the vaccine has a whole massive list of side effects. So in order to approve it for a child, they should have to remove all those side effects and say, those side effects don't actually exist. There are zero side effects to this vaccine, and it's perfectly safe for your child. They'll never do that because they don't care about your kids. They don't care. They care about their money. And they will kill children to keep their money. And that's a fact. More from Dr. Malone.
We haven't covered here on this segment has been new data that has demonstrated that the mortality in all of us is far smaller than was originally estimated, particularly with Omicron. And what's going on at the CDC, I think, is two-phase. As Naomi says, and Robert Kennedy, who's a lawyer focused on this, knows much more than I do about the law, has picked over this. Bobby's convinced that the primary driver for this vote is to provide essentially bridge liability once the emergency use authorization is no longer present, and I suspect they're looking at the fact the reason this has to be rushed right now is because there's a high probability that the House alone, let alone House and Senate, are going to flip. And when they do that, they're going to vote rescind the emergency declaration, and then the manufacturers are going to be exposed to liability. So by getting it down to this age, that's
hang on. They're both going to flip. We know now that people just got to show up and we got to secure it. But let's say this, the tides are churning and Ron Johnson looks like he went by 6-8. President Obama is actually going to Wisconsin to try to thwart that, but he's up 6 points or more. So Ron Johnson will be back in. Rand Paul will be back in. Just give me that real quickly, but do a minute. I just hit the rewind button. Why are they doing this and why are they rushing this through now? Kind of came out of nowhere. Why are they doing this now, Dr. Malone?
They're doing it right now so that they can avoid the consequences of the election by acting before the election and providing the vaccine manufacturers with this bridge liability coverage. This is not just me. This is also Bobby Kennedy's analysis. By getting the vaccines approved within the context of the Vaccines for Children program, which then grandfathers liability to both children and adults. So this is a backdoor way to avoid accountability for all concerned, just like Naomi is saying. And it also is a backdoor to force the government, which means you and me, to pay for these vaccines, because there's a clause within Vaccines for Children program that once a product is authorized under that, there's an automatic purchase and distribution within the United States.
Which means not only do they get to protect the scammed billions of dollars they have stolen from the world while they murder people through these poisonous shots, they also get, by approving this, permanent millions and millions of dollars to flow in. And you are going to be paying them, because it'll be taxpayer funded money that pays for these vaccines. And so they will forevermore make millions of dollars every single year to poison your children. And some of them will die, but they get millions of dollars every single year, every single school year. When they push this onto children, they make millions of dollars and some children die. Big deal. They don't care. They get millions of dollars from Planned Parenthood and lots of children die. This is who they are. This is who they've always been. You just think they're like you. You're not that way. And so you assume they're not, except for, I keep telling you, this is why I point out the abortion thing, because it always exposes who these people are. Are they capable of doing this? They've been doing it your whole life, killing children for money. They've been doing it. The Democrat Party right now, all their candidates are running on this, on the platform of abortion. They're running around campaigning. We want to murder children. We think it's great because we make lots of money from it. Murder your child. Look at those Republicans. They don't want you to be able to murder your child. That's radical. Not even in rape and incest will they let you murder your child. Look how radical they are. They tell you they're murderers. They tell you they'll kill children for money. They tell you every day on their campaign ads. It's just nobody listens to what they're really saying, because they say it politely. They think they're not saying it. But that is exactly what they're saying. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's the most important thing you'll hear all day. See ya! Hey guys, our freedom is under attack. I'm sure you're well aware of that. And yet, the loss of freedom is not inevitable. America can be saved, and an informed citizenry can and will make the difference. What you need to do is check out Beyond the Cover, weekly episodes of Beyond the Cover. Check them out at thenewamerican.com. So you can look at the regular magazine, The New American, but go beyond the cover with Beyond the Cover. Go to thenewamerican.com.